for me, but also the rest of our core friend group. If you can't even handle my saying the words, then you're wasting your time talking to me. Why did I agree to step outside to talk to him? Oh, yeah, because he said he would just knock on Mason's door if I didn't, and yeah, that wouldn't end well. Alistair's shoulders fall.
Nothing about you was wasted, Cameron.
Yeah, well, the 2 months I spent with you sure as hell were. I turn away, trying to hide the way my hands are shaking by tucking my hair behind my ears,
and stomp up the stairs that lead to the captain's quarters of the football house,
hoping Alistair gives up, if only for the moment. But the gorgeous dickhead of a man waits until I've gotten 1 foot over the threshold of Mason's room, every eye in the place now pointed my way, and shouts,
"I'm going to change your mind, Cameron Cox, and I won't give up on us until you do."
I tense, my attention shooting to the couch where Mason and the other boys I've known all my life are eating pizza from the box. Sure enough, all three of their glares swing toward the open door. Of course, it's not at all surprising when the one who flies to his feet first is the big, burly protector of our group. His heavy feet pound against the floor and I throw my arms out, palms pressing to either side of the frame, blocking his path. Yes, I talked a big game about letting my boys eat Alistair for lunch, but at the end of the day, he's not worth the trouble they'd get into with their coach. He reaches me in three Goliath-sized steps, so I raise a blonde brow and he raises one right back, his massive hands closing over my ribs in the same second. He lifts me, with zero effort, shifting and preparing to deposit me to the side, but I'm not going to make it that easy. I curl my limbs around him until I'm a full-on frontal backpack. He tenses for a split second, then his chuckle fills my ear.
If you think that's gonna stop me from getting down those stairs, you're wrong.
He's probably already tucked his tail and ran off.
Staring right at him.
My head yanks around, and sure enough, Alistair is standing right there at the bottom of the stairs looking right at me. Or more at me latched and locked on the tree of a man that is Brady Lancaster. My lips purse, and I bug my eyes as if to say, "What the hell are you doing?" Alistair smirks, crosses his arms, and just stands there. A low rumble vibrates against my chest, and I curl my arms tighter. "Brady?"
"Nope."
He cuts me off, his hands moving to the underside of my thighs to support me as he starts taking the stairs down two at a time.
"Warned his ass."
"Well, I think it's established he's not the brightest."
"I take offense at that,"
Alistair drawls. "You are meant to," I snap. "Why are you still there?"
"Waiting for him to put you down."
Brady grips me tighter.
"I'm gonna drop kick his ass,"
he mumbles for only me to hear. And I know we must be but 2 steps away now. He may very well do as he wishes. I wrap my arms tighter, shimmying to get my mouth to his ear. "If you turn around, I'll do your laundry for a week."
"Nope."
"I'll cook you breakfast."
"You don't wake up till noon. I'm up by 5.
Not true. Well, not entirely true. "Ugh, fine, I'll give you a massage after the game." Brady jerks to a stop mid-step, tugging back to meet my eye. His narrow.
"Not the next morning. On game night."
"Yep."
"I'm talking right after."
"I'll come to the locker room if they let me."
"Locker room?"
Alistair asks, stepping closer.
"No."
Brady scowls, his voice low.
"Your dorm. I want quiet and that smell good shit."
"Wait, her dorm for what?" I smile at Brady, pretending Alistair doesn't exist. "Lavender and chamomile."
"What the hell are you two talking?"
Brady tears me from him, winding me to his back like nothing, and I latch on, my head snapping forward just as Brady places himself on level footing with Alistair, cutting the asshole off. He doesn't say a word, just stares down at Alistair a moment before chuckling and spinning on his heels. Brady leaps up the stairs with me on his back, and when we reach the room once more, my bestie Ari and the boys are waiting for us. As we step inside, he spins, both of us now staring down the narrow stairwell at the blonde, who is still standing where we left him. Brady pats my thighs, now woven around him from behind, so I lower them to the floor. But before I can step away, he twists his torso and reaches back until he can wrap his arm around my waist. He hauls me against his side, speaking to Alistair.
"Cameron will call you if she wants to talk, but I wouldn't bet on it. If you haven't figured it out yet, she's a stubborn one."
"I'm well aware," Alistair bites back.
"Then you're aware she's not in the business of second chances."
Alistair crosses his arms,